Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Birdwatching as a hobby dates back to the late 1800s, when studying birds for their looks and behavior became more fashionable than hunting them for food. These days, advances in technology have revolutionized birding, from high-tech binoculars to smartphone apps that can play recordings of bird songs to try to lure them in. But some birders have their own special ways to attract our feathered friends. Producer and naturalist Laurie Sanders has this profile.
Hear those tree sparrows? Well, actually, those aren't real tree sparrows. It's Patrick Dugan.
There's one, two, three, four, five, six of them?
Six of them came in.
It works.
He did tree sparrow, and six of them popped up out of the bush and came over to us. It's like having a tape recorder. Just walk along and push play.
On this windy day, Patrick Dugan and his friend Frank Gallo are birding along the edge of a small patch of woods at Lighthouse Point in New Haven, Connecticut. Patrick Dugan is a phenomenon. He has perfect pitch, and during his 20 years of birding, he's memorized more than 1,000 bird songs and can now imitate well over 100 songs and call notes. He and Gallo routinely lead birding trips together, and over the years, they've participated in dozens of bird counts, including the World Series of Birding in New Jersey, where the goal is to find as many species as possible in a 24-hour period. At these events, Gallo says, Dugan's uncanny skills are a huge advantage.
The more tuned your ear is, and Pat has an amazing ear, the more species you can count. So you have to practice and practice and practice. And his ability to reproduce chip notes, both as a reminder to himself, but also on some occasion, he actually can get the birds to call back to him. So he'll chip into a bush where we think we saw a white-crowned sparrow, and it'll pop up and chip back at him.
Dugan's interest in birds began in his early 20s, when his brother took him bird watching. After seeing a scarlet tanager, he was hooked. What appealed to him was the challenge of finding and identifying birds, especially the trickier groups like gulls and shorebirds, sparrows and flycatchers, species that visually resemble each other, but can often be more easily separated by their songs and call notes. And so Dugan, who was a precocious whistler, beginning when he was just a toddler, began trying to imitate the sounds he was hearing.
Well, start basically by whistling. Start with that. Then set releasing and pressuring the lips. That's all different movements of the lips.
And then he says you start moving your tongue back and forth and working on controlling the air pressure as it moves between your teeth.
It all depends on the tones and that I do it in, you know, the speed that I do it in. Or slower. Or it depends on the birds, if they have the buzzy, like prairie warbler. Or a black-throated blue. Or black-throated green.
For much of his adult life, Dugan was able to practice his whistling at his job. For years, he was a picture framer, working alone in the shop's basement, where he listened to recorded bird songs and practiced imitating them. And he practiced and practiced. The most complex song he whistles is that of the winter wren, which took him over 6 months to perfect.
It makes me smile every time.
A few years ago, Dugan's remarkable ability came to the attention of Woody Allen, who asked him to audition for the talent show scene in the movie Sweet and Low Down, featuring Sean Penn.
I went in, they filmed me, Woody Allen said, here, stand here, do 3 bird calls, do the name, then the calls. When I say action, go. So I did. I did Scarlet Tanager, White-Throated Sparrow, and Barred Owl. I was there for about 13 hours or so. And then they cut me, and apparently they wanted somebody more funny.
Yeah, tell them the real reason. The real reason was he was just too good, and Sean Penn was supposed to win the talent contest and wouldn't have won had he actually competed against Patrick, so they had to cut him.
To get out of the wind, we duck into Dugan's car, and I ask him to whistle. And taking a breath, he begins his repertoire. For Living on Earth, I'm Laurie Sanders.
On the next Living on Earth, in California's struggling Central Valley, a group of women organized to fight pollution.
They tell us, you know what, we used to think you were crazy, but now I'm so angry, and, you know, I want them to hear me, and I want them to listen, and they don't. I said, well, welcome to the fight.
Activism where the streets aren't paved, next time on Living on Earth.